everybody, this is Josh McKinney, and I just want to welcome you to episode 130 of the I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu show in day two of 7 days to suck less. Don't forget, we have 40% off the entire store at simplifyingjiu-jitsu.com for right now for this entire week. You guys can get a hold of that. We also have our Three Lenses ebook. I was living in the past there. We have our Three Lenses ebook, and we have a great opportunity for you guys. You guys can help the I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu show immensely by hitting us with that 5-star review. Remember, those are our three things that we have going on at the I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu show for the 7 days to suck less. Today's episode is actually going to be a little bit more detail if you have read the book in the last day. If you've read the Three Lenses book, this is what the three lenses are: the artists, the scientists, and the athletes. I say it on the podcast, I say it in the book, but just make sure that you guys are aware when we're going through these three, these are just ways that people naturally learn jiu-jitsu, naturally like kind of gravitate towards. That doesn't mean it's the only way that you can learn jiu-jitsu. Usually it just means the way that you enjoy the most and you seem to have the most connection with. And then the last little precursor before we get into the episode, if you fall in the athletic lens, if you are considered an athlete with this theory, the three lens theory, that does not mean you have to be athletic, okay? It's just the name of the lens. It's just somebody who understands that jiu-jitsu is about routine, and jiu-jitsu is about what you're doing off the mats as much as what you're doing on the mats, and somebody who learns the best from drilling. And so I just wanted to make sure that that was clear, and let's go ahead and get into the episode, guys. Real quick, guys, before we get into this episode, I know you're expecting to hear about the Three Lenses totally free ebook. That's so exciting. And I will tell you guys that is a mid-roll ad. But I wanted to tell you something more important. I know you think that the 7 days to suck less are just about the three lenses and pushing out that ebook, but they are not. They're really about getting the podcast seen. And so what I'm going to ask you guys to do is something I've never really asked you guys to do. For how many listeners we have an embarrassing amount of reviews on both Apple Podcasts, Google Play Podcasts, and Spotify, all three. We have an incredibly small amount of reviews. So if you guys listen on any three of those platforms, I would greatly appreciate if you gave me a 5-star review. Even if you don't do the ebook, please give me this 5-star review. It will only take a few seconds of your time, and it will be greatly appreciated and will help me and the podcast so much. And yeah, that's all I have for you guys. Give me those 5 stars and enjoy the episode. The Three Lenses. Finally, I get to talk to you guys about this. It's been bizarre doing these episodes in the past 3 months while I've been writing a book about what I would normally talk about on the podcast, but I've been kind of not talking about that stuff. So the book was a little more exciting. And so it was a little more of a big reveal. And so finally, I've done episodes where I've talked about athlete versus artist. And I don't think I've ever talked about scientists, right? But that is really where the idea of the three lenses came from. And so I thought I would make this episode, it might not be super long, because the actual profiles on the three lenses on the book are only a page each. And so it is really simplified. It's really direct to you content. But I thought I could dig in a little more and kind of explain my thought process behind how it goes. And I'm even going to highlight some people that I had the opportunity to learn from. And I'll give you guys the reveal of where the idea of the three lenses came from. So we'll start out the three lenses, just to understand this. These are the three perspectives that you see jiu-jitsu from, right? If we were all sitting around a coach and he was demonstrating a move, he was demonstrating, I don't know, maybe a mount transition to side control and then attack from there. Okay, so it's a lot of movement. And I was sitting and looking at both his head and his opponent's head, his Uki's head, from mount. You were behind him, and then someone was on the left side of him. And he only showed the move one time. He didn't explain it. He just showed it. We are going to all see this move differently. We're going to see this technique differently, right? Because we're all sitting in different places. When it comes to jiu-jitsu training method, I have found that naturally people gravitate towards one seat when it comes to jiu-jitsu training method, one place to look through. And that's why people tend to like specific training methods. And so this is just like a totally unique way of looking at jiu-jitsu, in my opinion. Maybe somebody else has thought of it differently and named it differently. But looking at jiu-jitsu from the perspective of an artist, a scientist, or an athlete. Okay. And we'll start with an athlete. I'll really start to break down what these three lenses are. And you will probably, by the end of this episode, know where you fall. So first off, an athlete does not have to be athletic to be an athlete learner. Most people, probably about 70% or even more of people learn as an athlete. And it makes a lot of sense because athlete training is pretty much what we do, at least in America, to train jiu-jitsu. Athlete training works like this. Athletes first, they understand that jiu-jitsu is not just about mat time. It's also about what you're doing off the mat. And so usually athletes a year or two in, even early on, they start to understand that putting their diet into their jiu-jitsu, it matters. Putting exercise into their jiu-jitsu, it matters. They are a physical being and they are trying to optimize that. And there is kind of like a negative a viewpoint from a lot of people in jiu-jitsu on athletes, on using athleticism, using strength, using speed, using things like that. What you'll find with athletes, and this is kind of where they all end up finding, you will find that repetition matters more than almost anything. Repetition to an athlete is pretty much what jiu-jitsu is. Yes, they love when things are simplified. They love when you can explain it in a sentence or two. I think this is something that we do on the podcast a lot. I try to explain things in a very simple manner. And that's why most athletes, most of the people that listen to the podcast fall in this category, or at least partially fall, right? It's a spectrum. You can fall anywhere. I have met a few people that seem to be able to learn in every lens, and it doesn't matter the training method, but they are very few and far in between. And naturally learn in every lens. I think anyone can learn in any training method. I think you can, with the right focus and the right thing to focus on, you can get better at jiu-jitsu using any training method. This is just my opinion. And this is just because I've seen so many different training methods and I've rolled with guys that only do that. And they're really good. I think that there are some better than others. But back to repetition. So with most athletes, they just understand that repetition is the most important thing for them. So now let's think to somebody who simplifies jiu-jitsu and somebody who is focused on repping things out. That is famous in the jiu-jitsu space. And let's see if we can identify any athlete, anyone who seems to learn or teach from that perspective. Oh man, I just thought of somebody. How about our old pal, Chewy? Chewy was actually, I really started to identify these three lenses after I had Chewy, John Thomas and Chris Payne's in. They've all three been on the show. Chewy and Chris have been on the show multiple times. You should listen to, honestly, those three guys. All of their episodes are terrific. They really just are, they're great conversationalists, and they just know so much about jiu-jitsu. But Chewy has built a brand off simplifying jiu-jitsu, making things really easy to understand. And since 70% of people learn as athletes, that is, in my opinion, the biggest reason that he's super personal. Obviously, he is great on video. He's there before everyone else. He's way more consistent than anyone else. But that's not all. There are still people that are consistent that aren't near as big on YouTube, that don't have near as big of a following. It is his ability to simplify jiu-jitsu and let you know that all you actually need is to, as he says, rep it out. He talks about that. I showed him an ankle lock when he was visiting my gym, and he goes, man, I got to rep this out. And to me, who learns more as an artist, that isn't where my mind usually goes. I usually don't go, man, I need to hit reps of this. For me, and now let's transition to what artists tend to be like. As an artist, and we'll go back to athletes in a second, but as an artist, I love to roll by feel. This is actually something that athletes usually struggle with a little bit. And like I said, Chewy is the ultimate athlete, in my opinion, just off the things that he teaches. Chewy talks about something called visual cues. There's something I explain in the free ebook. But he talks about physical cues or visual cues. A visual cue is what you see that makes you respond, makes you decide, okay, now is the time for my technique. And he was showing it, and I could tell, this is something I've never explained to my students, and something I don't even, at least until now, I never even thought about in jiu-jitsu. What am I seeing, and does that give me a response? And so he would say, hey, when this shoulder lifts off the ground, it's something you could see really easily, that's when you're supposed to go. Whoa, that was so simple. And the reason that that is simple is it is not feel, right? Artists learn by feel. And a lot of times artists have even trouble explaining what they do in jiu-jitsu, what technique they're even doing, because they just feel their way through it. And then they'll show you, a lot of times an artist will feel their way through it. And then you'll go, hey, what did you do? And they'll teach you the move, and they'll teach you how they were taught 15 years ago, with no updates, no new ideas, even though they do it completely different. Hey guys, I just wanted to interrupt this episode and tell you about something really exciting that we have going on at simplifyingjiujitsu.com for this week only, the 7 days to suck less. We are doing 40% off of everything. The entire store at simplifyingjiujitsu.com, we are selling everything for 40% off. And all you have to do is use promo code 7 days. That is the number 7, DAYS. Use promo code 7 days, celebrate the 7 days to suck less, and you can get any product that you want on simplifyingjiujitsu.com for 40% off. And that's not including that free ebook that you really need to have already, the 3 lenses. So that's what we have going on for you guys. Hope you guys head over to simplifyingjiujitsu.com and use promo code 7 days. Remember, that is the number 7, DAYS, and enjoy 40% off the entire store. Let's celebrate, guys. Back to the episode. A lot of times they don't even realize. They think that they're doing the original move. They're just feeling their way through. I would bet that that this part of the podcast will hit the least amount of people. I think just in going around, it seems like most people don't love to learn jiu-jitsu by feel. There are about 10% of people that do. And usually they become relegated to being the YouTube guys. And let me explain why this happens. So a lot of times YouTube is something looked down on in jiu-jitsu, which is ignorant at this point. We have unlimited techniques on a free video storing website, and it has the second biggest search engine on it. So we can search anything about jujitsu. Maybe you've even discovered my podcast through YouTube. There's so many things you can do with YouTube. What artists usually use YouTube as or Instagram as is inspiration. They like to see the one cool move. Oh man, that excites me because I'm an artist, right? When I am doing jujitsu, it is not just about winning. It is about the art. It is about making it beautiful. It is about making it fun for me. There are so many things, but they are mostly feelings, right? You can usually kind of start to tie in personality types with these three lenses, but we won't do that. You can see, we know people at the gym. Usually they're artists in real life even, but they only want to learn by feel. They hate drilling. They show up 30 minutes late to every class, so they don't have to drill. And then they train live. For the longest time, that was super frowned upon. I tell my students that don't learn in class in the class setting, hey, don't come to class. Don't sit here for 30 minutes not drilling technique. Just show up 30 minutes late and just roll with everybody. I don't care if it's how you get better at jujitsu. It's how you get better at jujitsu. Now let's look at the third lens. And this is, as I say in the book, I think the least understood lens. This is the scientific lens. These are the analytical people that do jujitsu. Again, John Thomas. This is a scientist. When I first started to play with the idea of the three lenses, it's not like I'm laying it on you guys and these are the first people I've told. I tell everybody close to me about an idea like this and we problem solve it and talk through it. And something fun is every single person that I ask some of my students, I ask my coach, my dad, so many different people. I would go, okay, so these are the three lenses. They are artist, athlete, scientist. I go, do we know anybody that's any of those lenses? Every single person I knew off the top of their head went, scientist is John Thomas. I don't even know what scientist is. Like you haven't explained to me what that lens is, but I know it's John Thomas. This is kind of how I got to recognize these is because I don't know if I've ever really talked about this even on the podcast. I'm sure I have. Yeah, I've definitely talked about this. But there was a time that I trained with John Thomas for 6-8 months, a year maybe. But we were training something like 3, 4, 5, 6 hours each day. And we weren't rolling live. I literally trained with him for that entire year. And I did not roll with him one time. No positional sparring, no live rounds. I did not roll with John until I was a purple belt. We trained when I was a blue belt together for a year. And like when I say year, the reason I have trouble combining is because it was like a summer and then he moved and then he came back and then I don't know how long it was, but I think it was six more months. I didn't roll with him. I didn't roll with him until he moved one more time to Atlanta. And when he came back, I was a purple belt. That was the first time that I had ever rolled with John. We only analyzed. We only drilled. We only did what I would now call exploration drilling, which also I'm not going to get a ton into exploration drilling on this episode. I don't want to overcomplicate it, but it is in the Three Lenses ebook. Absolutely free. Just so you guys know, when you're reading this ebook, and I say this in the book, but the value really isn't just in the content. There is a lot of content in it. The most of the value, in my opinion, at least as an artist reading the book, is in the last three pages. The last three pages are just descriptions. They are a jujitsu dictionary. They explain different training methods, actually 8 different training methods, and how to use them, who will use them, who uses them best. And that's my dog. He's so excited about the three lenses. He just wants to tell you guys about them. They are just descriptions. At the end, we talk about visual cues. We talk about a lot of things, exploration drilling, a lot of things we've already referenced on this episode. So if there's anything I just gloss over, understand it is in the book. I'm glossing it over just because I don't want to overcomplicate this. So scientists learn through analyzing. They like to problem solve. So a lot of times how scientists train best is with a few hours. They stay on the mat and they say, when I grab here, how does that feel? When I pull you, how does that work? When I pass to the outside, how does that work? Right? You start to ask and you problem solve. And for a year, that's what I did with John Thomas. Is my hand better here or here? What about if I grab the belt instead? What if I grab the skirt? Well, you know, there's this loop. There's this like little hole on all the pant legs and, you know, right where the belt string kind of is exposed, where you can see it. There's this little V and you can grab your fingers into that. And that's a really strong grip that gives you such good control of the hips. For a year, we did that. That's how scientists learn. They analyze, they get deep understanding, right? We've talked about on the podcast how really all you have to do to get good at anything is to understand and repeat, right? And so understanding is going to be most done, usually most figured out by scientists. You guys watch Andrew Wiltsy starting to get a bigger YouTube channel. Eventually, we're going to have him on the show. And he's already agreed to it. It's just, I haven't done any interviews, man. I don't even know if I can interview people anymore. I'm going to do a bunch in a period of time, like a short period of time. So then I just have interviews to share with you guys. And when I don't have an original episode to come up with, we'll hit you with an interview. But this is also somebody who analyzed. I went and trained with him a few months ago, and I asked him about a specific position from no-gi guard passing. And it was like it's like headquarters position. And he said something along the lines of, there are 16 responses that he can give me here. I was like, what? What are you talking about? And then he showed me his response to all 16 responses. And for me, as an artist, as someone who feels, man, my head exploded. He talked about, though, training with Mike and Musumishi. And he said, yeah, we drilled for 8 hours. It was awesome. Probably another scientist, right? So scientists learn through analyzing, they learn through asking questions, and usually they love to get hung up on details. So now let's look at the negatives of each of these things, things that these people tend to struggle with. So a lot of times athletes struggle with really something I talk about on the podcast all the time. It is the lily pad theory. You think of your techniques as lily pads on a pond, and you have to use something to get from one technique to the other. Athletes understand that physicality is part of the sport. And so they tend to rely on using strength, athleticism, speed, explosiveness to get from one technique to the other. They understand techniques and use them the same as artists and as scientists. They just struggle with the in-between a lot of times. An artist is able to actually feel their way through things. So for an artist, you could teach them just a guard pass and a north-south Kimura, and they would find their way to connect those two things. An athlete might struggle with that a little more. An athlete might find themselves wrenching on the arm to get it out more, or might find themselves really struggling with getting them on their side. So how do you combat this as an athlete? How do you say, well, I am stuck as an athlete? This is just how I learn. One, I think that the Designated Winner episode, the Designated Winner Method, it was released yesterday. You should listen to it. It is that training method for athletes. I think that training method is great for anybody, but for athletes, it just seems to help them with one of their biggest struggles. And that is those in-betweens, as I call it, the flow, to be able to flow from one technique to the other. And I think that's going to be one of your biggest things. And then second, I think you need a good coach. I think a good athlete should have a good coach. I don't know many athletes that have just completely separated themselves from a gym and then done well on their own. That is, scientists can do that. Scientists find themselves doing that all the time, separating themselves from the gym, separating themselves from other people. Too many opinions, too many thoughts. You guys are 90% of you are wrong anyway. And so I will separate myself. Artists, they get separated because they're weird, right? You know what I mean? They think everybody's right. They go, hey, yeah, it's, you know, 90% of the people aren't wrong. They just, you know, they're almost there. You know, we just all train together. Let's all just get good, right? It's usually the difference in mentality. And it comes from the difference in how people train. So then, yeah, you get a good coach, and a good coach for an athlete is one who simplifies. That's why I say use Chewy. Even if you don't have a great coach, Chewy has 1,000 videos. I checked his YouTube. He has over 1,000 videos for free on YouTube. Get on there. Obviously, sell stuff too. You guys can get any of his products, but that is, I think, the simplest fix for an athlete. Use Chewy. He will give you simple stuff to work. You need to rep it out. Don't just think of repping though as deadpan drilling, meaning no, somebody's not resisting and you're just doing the move over and over. See if you can start drilling and then eventually add designated winner to it. So it's not just that one technique, you're adding it to your actual game of jiu-jitsu. This episode is brought to you by SimplifyingJiu-Jitsu.com and the all-new 3 Lenses ebook written by yours truly. So we all agree that jiu-jitsu learning is not the same for everyone. Some people learn differently. We all agree on this, but it seems to me like nobody has ever focused on defining the way people learn jiu-jitsu. And I have found over the last 4 years, 3 styles of learning jiu-jitsu, and they are all coupled with specific training method, specific mentalities, and specific routines. And so what you will be able to do with the 3 lenses is you will get to take a really short quiz and learn about where you learn jiu-jitsu, how you learn jiu-jitsu, and how you learn jiu-jitsu most effectively. And with that information, you're going to be able to develop your own training method. You're going to be able to develop your own schedule, your own routine, and you are even going to be able to use training methods that people from other lenses, other perspectives use. This is a completely innovative book. It's a completely new book, and it is completely free. Again, it is only available at simplifyingjiujitsu.com. Be sure to jump on simplifyingjiujitsu.com and get your free copy of the 3 lenses. Back to the show. So now for the artist, like I said, you guys probably listen to podcasts less than anybody. Scientists are usually so interested in learning that they are constantly learning. Athletes are the same way. They're so interested in learning. A lot of times artists are not, or at least not learning in a traditional method. They like to learn on the mats. They like to learn by feel, like to learn hands-on. And so for an artist, one of the biggest things you need is focus, because what happens with the YouTube technique guy? The reason that he usually doesn't get a lot of respect at the gym, the reason he's usually not the best grappler at the gym, is because he doesn't focus on things for a long enough time. And though he's hitting this new cool triangle, next week he's going to be doing a new leg lock. And then the week after that, he's going to be doing a new front headlock choke. Those things don't relate to each other in any way. And he just bounces around until one day he kind of has a game of jiu-jitsu. But since it wasn't focused on, he didn't get the repetition he needed. He is able to kind of do it on some people, usually able to do it on people that he's just naturally better than or has just been training longer than, but struggles to focus. That is literally all you need if you were an artist. You could just focus for 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. Why do you think that is the biggest thing that I highlight for people on the podcast? Because it helps everybody, right? But the people that struggle with it most are the people that learn as artists. So now we'll say, how do you fix it? What are some simple ways to fix that? One is make sure you have a training environment you can be free in. You want to be able to experiment. You want to be able to enjoy your training. That is going to be important as an artist, but also not getting closed off. The artist and the scientist might both do this. They might both say, well, these people don't know better than me. I could do this on my own, because a lot of times they can. They don't need a coach directly above them guiding every little thing. They really just need somebody to keep them in the guidelines. They just need somebody to kind of say, hey, all you should tweak is where you're placing your foot. All you should tweak is what grip you're using. Don't keep doing everything else you're doing, but just that. That is what artists usually thrive in the best. And now let's look at the scientists. Where do scientists struggle? Just simply overanalyzing things. It's so easy when you try to analyze jiu-jitsu and you come up with something right when you start trying. And then you go, there's got to be more there. I've got to just dig deeper. And you obsess about this position. You obsess about something. And the position wasn't worth obsessing about. It was it was too broad, or it's just not a position you're even going to find yourself in. And you spent a ton of your time. And so as a scientist, just utilizing time better and saying, okay, I need to only allow myself this amount of time focused on this position or focused on this idea. And it is hard because, like I say, with artists, they get inspired by stuff. And it's very hard to say, okay, you guys are inspired to work triangle chokes, but we're doing back escapes, right? That's why artists usually hate class. Scientists are the same way. They're dealing with a problem. They see it usually a little differently. And that is, they are missing their triangle. And so that's why they're obsessed about the triangle. And that's where they're focused on. But again, we're working back escapes. Doesn't fit in a triangle at all. And it can be really tough when you're a scientist, when you're an artist, and it can be tough when you're an athlete. I think the biggest thing that all three of these could use, and this is kind of silly, just a good coach. And so I will give you guys just the three coaches that I would look at that are online and free. Because I think that you might find yourself on one of these. And these are the three people that I look to. And these are really the three people that I built these perspectives around. And the first one, like I said, is Chewy. If you are an athlete and you fall under that that banner or fall under that flag, you should definitely look at Chewy first. There are some other people that you could look at, but I think that he has kind of by far the best stuff for that aspect. You can also just find anyone that you like hearing from, anyone who makes jiu-jitsu simpler for you. And I have a whole episode coming out on how to choose the right coach. So I'm just going to choose these ones for you guys and then, or choose the right online coach. So I'm going to choose these ones for you guys and just kind of tell you, this is who I would focus on. If you're an artist, I think Chris Paynes or someone else who teaches in really good concept is going to be important. I noticed when I had Chris Paynes and John Thomas in at my gym, I had them both in the same week. Okay. And obviously John Thomas is for scientists, right? And all three guys, ton of free stuff on YouTube. That's why I recommend them. So Had Chris and John in my gym the same week, and had about, I want to say 40 or 50 people, I think 40 per each seminar. And what was interesting is I asked pretty much everybody what they thought about the seminar. And there was a third of people in both seminars that thought it was the best seminar that they have ever been to by far. They were like so excited about what we learned and what we figured out, right? And it was very obvious that they were in love with these guys. Now, the other two-thirds of people, they loved both seminars, but there was a third on each that was very partial to one. There was a third of people that were like, man, I had trouble learning from Chris because he was too broad. I had trouble learning from John because he was too specific. And this, for me, I was like, there's something there. Eventually, I started to think about, you know what was interesting is nobody had trouble learning from Chewy. That's interesting. And that is where the three lenses came from, was I realized, oh, well, you know, that there is a certain group of people, there is a certain learning type that loves guys like Chris. There's certain learning type that love guys like John, and there's a broader learning type that love guys like Chewy. And so you have to find what you like and then use it, right? And then learn from it. Those guys not only have good ideas on technique and concept and understanding, they also have good ideas on training method. I don't know why I got so into those guys. I guess it's just a really fun way for me to be able to highlight what the three lenses are. I hope you guys have the three lenses book. Hope you guys are enjoying it. Let's just end this here, and then we'll continue tomorrow, which will actually be just today because I'm recording these two in the same day. We will continue tomorrow on how to learn from an instructional and also how to choose the right online coach. Even though I gave you guys the secrets on what I'm going to tell you tomorrow, this was just more in depth. Thank you guys for checking this one out. Hope you guys are enjoying the 7 days to suck less. And that is the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. This one's different. Doing such an abstract episode. I think I've done scientist versus artist and artist versus athlete. I think I've done both of those. I might have not done scientist versus artist yet. I will eventually, but you know, this time we did all three. So I hope that gives some clarity on anything, maybe questions you might have had on the ebook, because it's just a little more focus on what we were already talking about in the ebook. And I hope you guys have already signed up for that and are enjoying it right now as we speak. And it's changing your jiu-jitsu. That is what my hope is for you guys with this. If you guys want to talk to me, always let me know. Send me an email, josh@simplifyingjiu-jitsu.com. If you guys ever have any episodes or any episode ideas or any questions that you would be willing to use, let be used on a Suck Less Saturday episode. Guess what? Since we are doing the 7 days to suck less, this is a great day. This is a great week to bring back Suck Less Saturday. So this Saturday, it'll be back. That episode is already recorded, but if you want to get in on any Suck Less Saturday episodes, be sure to send me an email with a question, josh@simplifyingjiu-jitsu.com, and say, hey, this is the problem I've run into, or this is something that I've even noticed in jiu-jitsu. Could you just expand on it a little bit? I would love to get that from you guys. And Suck Less Saturday will only be a listener question episode. I'm not going to come up with the questions on my own. If there's no questions, we won't have Suck Less Saturday that week. So be sure to send me some messages. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. It was a little bit abstract, but I'm a little bit abstract, right? And hope you guys loved it. Hope it was helpful for you. Hope that it was fun. Hope you guys are enjoying the 7 days to suck less. And most importantly, I hope today's episode helps you guys suck just a little bit less at jiu-jitsu. I'll see you guys tomorrow. So on that music change, I just thought that since the episode is over and you are still here, you're wanting more content. And I just want to make sure I share with you all the places that you can find me and the content that I produce. Most of the things that I make will be at simplifyingjujutsu.com. This is a company that I started just a few years ago with my dad and one of my brown belts at the time. And we have been trying to learn to simplify jujutsu and create great, simple jujutsu content. And you can always go to simplifyingjujutsu.com to see what we are up to in the content creation realm. Speaking of content creation, you can go to simplifyingjujutsu.com and get a free copy of my ebook, The Three Lenses. This ebook is going to be how to create a schedule for yourself to progress at jujutsu using the training method you enjoy and focusing on jujutsu in a way that you enjoy. Also, besides the podcast, if you ever want to get a hold of me, you can always send me an email, josh@simplifyingjujutsu.com. I try to send out emails and keep you guys up to date with what we have going on the show and at simplifyingjujutsu.com. But it also is really great because it's an avenue for you guys to communicate with me. I get to get so much new content for episodes by things that people have emailed me. So if you ever have an idea for a show or a guest that you might want me to interview, even though I do less of those now, I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear about a guest or an idea for a show, a topic that you would like to hear, or maybe something that you have been experimenting with that I could experiment with too, because I do like to human guinea pig a lot of the times and try to adapt and use whatever methods I'm hearing about and I'm seeing other people use. And so I'm really happy that you guys stayed for this episode. I'm really happy that you guys at least seem to be enjoying the show. Make sure to sign up for my Three Lenses ebook so you guys can get on the email list and you hear more about what we have going on at the Isaac Jiu-Jitsu Show and simplifyingjujutsu.com. Have a great rest of your day, guys.